This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we read on and study Revelation, we find Jesus Christ is referred to as the Lamb in chapters 5 and 6. This title is familiar to Jewish believers because of the many references to lambs sacrificed in their religious tradition. Isaiah prophetically identifies Jesus as the one led like a lamb to the slaughter. John the Baptist in John 1:29 said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This title is found throughout the book of Revelation. To study how this title is used in Revelation, collect all the references where the title is used. Then correlate this information into an outline. Finally, crystallize what you learn into some practical applications. I found over 20 places where the title, the Lamb, was used. As I reflected on the information in these references, I correlated it into an outline with 4 points: the sacrifice of the Lamb, the sovereignty of the Lamb, the marriage supper of the Lamb, and the splendor of the Lamb. The sacrifice of the Lamb is the basis for God's plan of forgiving believing sinners and giving them victory over their enemy, Satan. This made Christ worthy to take the scroll and open the seals of God's judgment. As the Lamb, Christ will ultimately triumph as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The marriage supper of the Lamb is what every believer looks forward to. They are the bride of Christ. When that supper takes place, we'll realize all we've longed for in our relationship with Jesus Christ. What a day that will be!